With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Gaza ceasefire facing its first major test. Israel says the transfer of humanitarian aid into the territory halted Sunday after Hamas militants killed two soldiers, adding the transfer is resuming early Monday. Israeli forces launched a wave of strikes across Gaza, but later said they had resumed enforcing the ceasefire. The Navy Admiral, who leads U.S. military forces in Latin America, is stepping down.
In a surprise announcement, Admiral Alvin Halsey, the head of U.S. Southern Command, will retire at the end of December, 2 years ahead of schedule. Reuters reports there had been tension between Admiral Halsey and Defense Secretary Hegseth over operations in the Caribbean. His upcoming departure is noteworthy given the Trump administration's escalating tensions with Venezuela, including the president's authorization of CIA covert operations in that country. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, Americans say they are, quote, increasingly concerned about their ability to find a good job these days. That's the word from an Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll. Reporter Bernie Bennett has the story.
High prices for groceries, housing, and health care persist as a fear for many households, while rising electricity bills and the cost of gas at the pump are also sources of anxiety, according to the survey. Some 47% of U.S. adults are, quote, not very or not at all confident that they could find a good job if they wanted to, an increase from 37% when the question was last asked in October of 2023. Electricity bills are a major source of stress for 36% of U.S. adults. Just more than one half said the cost of groceries are a major source of financial stress, and about 4 in 10 said the cost of housing and health care were a serious drain. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
And this is SRN News. Americans are turning against higher education.
Christians have been critical of the nation's colleges and universities for decades over their radical leftism and pagan ideologies. Polls show a lot of Christian young people drift from their faith at college. But a new poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 70% of all Americans now feel that higher education is going in the wrong direction. Strong majorities say college costs too much and does not prepare young people to get a good job. Michael Harrington reporting.
5 Christians going to prison in Iran. Each of the converts will serve 8 years for trying to spread the gospel in that Islamic state. International Christian Concern says the persecution of Christians in Iran, especially those who have converted to the faith, plaguing the nation for decades. However, despite large odds and threats of imprisonment, many Iranians continue to risk everything to worship Christ. This is SRN News. A Polish court blocking the extradition to Germany of a Ukrainian man suspected of involvement in the 2022 attack on the Nord Stream gas pipelines and ordered his release, a ruling that was welcomed by Poland's prime minister. Here's Karen Chamas.
The residing judge said that the attack on the pipelines should be understood as a military action in a just war and therefore not subject to criminal responsibility on the part of an individual. The 46-year-old suspect has been identified only as Volodymyr Z, in line with local privacy rules, and was arrested near Warsaw on September the 30th on a German warrant. German prosecutors have described him as a trained diver and alleged that he was part of a group that placed explosives on the pipelines 3 years ago. The Warsaw District Court rejected his extradition on Friday and ordered his immediate release. I'm Karen Chamas.
More details at srnnews.com.